First of all, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Adrian. I'm from Main Basket. Mine is playing. You know, we playing basket. We make a magazine and also website. This interview is for the next edition of magazine. Okay. So we will probably I love to send you some of the soft copy So first of all, can you introduce yourself, like, you know, just for the formality?
For the fans.
Okay. Yeah.
My name is Dusan Bold. I was born in Serbia, in Novi Sad, and born and raised in one hood that which name is Liman.
Yeah.
And we are famous about street ball there.
Oh, street ball.
Yeah. So used to, if you come one day or if you see the pictures of the Liman, you will see that it's always a block of building, and inside of that block is street court. I think that is always was somehow destined to be for me. You know, always when you go out, you go and you look at the hoops, and you know, you start playing, you know, with your friends, and that is the early beginning of this story.
So you start playing basketball like on a 9 years old.
Yeah, I start as a 9 years old. I set some dumpster in the fire, so I was grounded by my parents. I have a lot of energy when I was a kid. So basically I saw a movie on television when I was grounded. It was White Man Cannot Jump. So I really like it. And I asked my father, because he told me that I need to start training something after school. I said, okay, I'll do the basketball. So that is the beginning.
The basketball is a street ball first, or
no? First of all, I signed to join basketball, organized fire basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I finish the practice and go home, I get down to that street court, start shooting, and eventually my friends come down and we just start playing 1-on-1, 2-on-2, and 3-on-3. So quickly I fell in love with that street ball, and my passion was always bigger for street ball than organized 5-on-5. I can say that I'm really lucky guy, because FIBA made organized professional network of competing globally. So, you know, without that, I will not be as popular as I am today.
So yeah, let's talk about 3x3, right? So when you start to compete as a 3x3 professional?
I like to mention that we have a lot of tournaments, 3x3 in Serbia. Oh. So my first tournament was at 1996, and I win that tournament. The first tournament I play, I win it. I was 10 years old. I play against two year older boys, but we eventually win the tournament. So from that point on, you know, I really fell in love with the street ball. It usually is playing during the summer. So every time we finish the season of 5-on-5, me and my friends, you know, gather around, go play the tournaments for some kind of pocket money.
Mm.
First time it was back in 2011. When I was playing King of the Rock tournament, Red Bull King of the Rock tournament.
Oh, I see. It's a one-on-one game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in Alcatraz. Yeah, I met a few people over there, and they told me about professional organized network of 3x3 basketball. So I gathered my team in spring of 2012, and I asked them, you know, do you want to play this, try to do this professionally? Everybody, you know, jump aboard. And from 2012 we started and never looked back.
So what you love most about 3x3? I mean, like, a lot of people saying that 3x3 is like more about offensive thing, it's not defensive thing. So what you think about it?
For me, the main thing about street ball is your freedom.
A freedom.
Yeah. You don't have nobody can tell you what to do. You can be yourself. You can explore yourself as way you wanted to do. Nobody can stop you from doing your thing and your activity. So it's, for me, it was more for me because of my mindset. I was always like that, you know, wild, free child, and you know, I always loved to play basketball and streetball as a game, not just, you know, the system and somebody is telling you what to do. And always, I like when I'm playing, I like to enjoy myself. Yeah. But also, I was always trying to other people who's watching to enjoy my game till they're watching. So that was I was completely to do in streetball, not on vampire.
But about the statement that some people say that it's only about offensive basketball, isn't it? There is no defensive in 3x3. So what do you think about it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. My team is one of the best defensive teams that that are on our professional tour. So I think the defense, the offense wins game, but defense yeah. wins titles. So probably that that somebody who is telling that didn't win title yet.
So let's jump to the camp. Like, first of all, the Loop 3x3 camp competition, national camp competition, is the first and probably one and only high school caliber competition about 3x3. What do you think about it?
It's not the first competition 3x3 with the high school. This year we will in Serbia we will have World Cup high school.
Oh yeah, I'm 3x3. Sorry. I mean like in Indonesia.
Indonesia. Okay. Yeah. So it's great that that DBL is doing this thing. I think it's fun for kids. I think that you bring the kids opportunity to choose to do what they want. You know, nobody can stop you for playing 3x3. You know, it's free for everybody and same for everybody. So you can choose. So you can do basketball and 3x3, you can do just 3x3, you can do just basketball. So as many as opportunities the kids has, it's better.
So you said about the basketball trick. So we back a little bit about the bullet move that you say. Yeah, is that the first one? It's like, you know, it's blowing up in the internet. And is that a coincidence or you really, really plan to do it?
I do it twice this year, that camera caught.
Yeah.
So that's not coincidence. Basically, that is a sham god move.
Yeah.
For the sham god, two Serbian players did that move, Bodiroga and Cetichin, Darko Cetichin, but they did it without throwing the ball through the legs of the opponent. So I just add a little bit juice on it and a flavor on it, and do that in a style of street ball. So I was literally doing that on the streets all the time, and I never did it on a competition. But my friends, when we speak about my game, everybody's like, "Come on, you need to do more stuff like that." Because you can do, and it is really entertaining for the for the other people. So I promise to them that I'm gonna do it, and you can expect more and more things from me in the next couple of seasons.
I'll wait. Back again to the camp. So what do you think about these last 3 days?
Oh, it is amazing. It's really, I feel very overwhelmed, adrenaline rush all the time when I see the kids with that kind of passion, a huge heart for a basketball and for a practice. It's unbelievable. They practice over 5 hours a day. So for me, and 3 days straight. So that is like huge thing for me. And when I see them in their eyes, I see myself, and I wish I had the opportunity for something like that when I was younger. You know, that there is that was not the case in Serbia. So I just, you know, I enjoy every minute of here.
So, and the coach Ignatov say me yesterday, they say that one thing about Dusan is that he really, really hate to lose.
Oh yeah.
So that you trying to explain that, and how are you trying to teach the kid about it?
We didn't speak about it. I think they're still too young.
Oops. It's going to be 2 minutes.
I'm gonna go inside. Yeah.
We are a Muslim country, so it happened all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You know it?
I spent a lot of time in Abu Dhabi.
Oh yeah, of course.
So basically, we never get to this part, to that part. You know, I just want them to have fun these 3 days while I'm around. And but that's true. I hate losing. I had a really big problems when I was younger. When I was losing, I couldn't control myself. But I use that feeling to reverse my game, and you know, I try when I play, I try literally everything to do to not lose the game, so I couldn't I couldn't feel that bad feeling again.
So for the 3 days, what do you think about their fundamental skill?
To be honest, I think the boys are like a little bit a little bit behind for the boys in Serbia and Europe, but the girls, I'm really astonished by the girls. They are really, really good for their age. They're, I think, even better than age group in Serbia. But one thing I'm mentioning, their passion and their heart for playing this game is huge. I never seen it before. You know, even bigger than in Serbia, America, or everywhere I've been. You know, I've been in Philippines, and I saw how crazy fans can be about basketball. But this is first time that I saw that passion on the court.
So, do you after 3 days? So what's your message for them? It's like, if they are trying to be like probably like you, man.
I tell them in the beginning of the camp when we talk. In the beginning, when I start practicing, I wasn't the giftest player. I wasn't the fastest player. I wasn't the strongest player. I wasn't surely the one, not the best one, the best one that somebody seen. But my determination and my passion to the game drive me through whole life, and drive me an over obstacle that I have in life. And I just work every single day of my life to be a better player, to be a better person, to be a better teammate, and in the end, it's a tremendous work. And I suggest them to do the same. You know, just enjoy what you're doing. And do every single day, and you know, every single day try to be better, not just a player, but a better teammate, better friend, and better human being.
So, I'm curious, man. What this is probably the basic question, but I want to know from you that how much basketball mean to you.
A simple thing. Basketball is my life.
It's all your life.
All my life.
I'm done with this. Yeah. This is the final question. So